The reading comes from John chapter 25, chapter 21, verse 15 through 19. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, how do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." A second time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter felt hurt because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you used to fasten your own belt and to go wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will fasten a belt around you and take you where you do not wish to go." He said this to indicate the kind of death by which he would glorify God. After this, he said to him, "Follow me."
Hello, everyone. My name's Christy Thomas, for those of you that don't know me. I have been going to this church since I was in the second grade. I grew up in this church. I was confirmed here. I made lifelong friends here. I participated in youth group here, and so much more. But what I want to talk to you tonight is my struggle here. Not with the church itself, the fellowship, or the congregation, but my struggle with life, faith, trust, and my relationship with God. When I was asked if I wanted to speak tonight, I was told that I just simply needed to tell my story. Easy enough. But the first thing that came to mind was, which one? I spent this past weekend in the mountains with a pretty incredible group of women. And the entire theme of the weekend seemed to fit perfectly with the way that I have been feeling about my faith and my relationship with God, or rather seemed to really make me think about my struggle with my faith and my relationship with God. And that's the story I would like to tell. I am not without faith or belief in the Lord. I don't think I'm capable of ever giving up on that. However, in my short 27 years on this earth, I have seen and experienced my fair share of tragedy, trauma, and heartache. I have struggled and feel that I constantly continue to do so. I have struggled from various forms of abuse, addiction within my family and myself, financial burden, and as a person with mental and physical health issues. I continue to struggle with many of these things alongside a struggle with my faith in humanity, my trust in others, and the fear and worry in my own mind. Feelings of fear, discouragement, doubt, comparison, and failure have the final say in everything that I do on a daily basis. Just live and let God. I hear this often, and it should be easy enough, right? Unfortunately, this is not so much the case for me. For as long as I can remember, I have had difficulties handing my fears, my worries, and my woes over to God, and this only seems to get harder as I get older. However, every time that I feel that he has given up on me, I manage to see a tiny spark somewhere in something or someone in my life. One of the biggest aha moments, or God moments, if you will, was when I was at Rainbow Trail Lutheran Camp, one of the years. This was many years ago when my parents were going through their divorce, and I had pretty much given up on the idea that God had my back. It wasn't until I had a one-on-one with my camp counselor that I realized he was still there, just not the way that I had hoped or assumed he would be. My counselor simply asked me how I felt, how I was feeling in that time, and my response was mad. I was angry. I was angry with my parents. I was angry with my siblings. I was angry with my friends. I'm mad. And she asked me if I was angry with God. A little surprised with the bluntness of the question, I told her that I was. And you know what she said to me? "That's okay. It's okay to be angry with God. It's okay to blame God. It's okay to struggle with God, as long as you remember that he is there. He will always be there, and he will always love you." And during a time that I wasn't feeling particularly cared for or surrounded with love, those words were probably the best thing I could have heard. Nobody had ever told me that before. I was never once told that it was okay to be angry with God, to feel hurt and alone, to yell and scream and curse at him for his plan, and yet you'll still receive unconditional love. Sorry. I want to read something to you that I saw this weekend while I was at the women's retreat that really kind of resonated with me. in a similar way to that time with my counselor, and it really made me think about my relationship with God in a completely different light. It's from Romans 12. It's place your life before God. So here's what I want you to do, God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embrace what God does for you is the best thing you can do for him. Don't become so well-adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what he wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. I'm speaking to you out of deep gratitude for all that God has given me, and especially as I have responsibilities in relation to you, living then as every one of you does in pure grace. It is important that you not misinterpret yourselves of people who are bringing this goodness to God. No, God brings it all to you. The only accurate way to understand ourselves is by what God is and by what he does for us, not by what we are and what we do for him. In this way, we are like the various parts of a human body. Each part gets its meaning from the body as a whole, not the other way around. The body we're talking about is Christ's body of chosen people. Each of us finds our meaning and function as a part of his body, but as a chopped off finger or cut off toe, we wouldn't amount to much, would we? So since we find ourselves fashioned into all these excellently formed and marvelously functioning parts in Christ's body, let's just go ahead and be what we were made to be, without enviously or pridefully comparing ourselves with each other or trying to be something we aren't. If you preach, just preach God's message, nothing else. If you help, just help, don't take over. If you teach, stick to your teaching. If you give encouraging guidance, be careful that you don't get bossy. If you're put in charge, don't manipulate. If you're called to give aid to people in distress, keep your eyes open and be quick to respond. If you work with a disadvantage, don't let yourself get irritated with them or depressed by them. Keep a smile on your face. Love from the center of who you are, don't fake it. Run for dear life from evil, hold on for dear life to good. Be good friends who love deeply, practice playing second fiddle. Don't burn out, keep yourselves fueled in a flame. Be alert servants of the master, cheerfully expectant. Don't quit in hard times, pray all the harder. Help needy Christians, be attentive in hospitality. Bless your enemies, no cursing under your breath. Laugh with your happy friends when they are happy, share tears when they are down. Get along with each other, don't be stuck up. Make friends with nobodies, don't be the great somebody. Don't hit back, discover beauty in everyone. If you've got it in you, get along with everybody. Don't insist on getting even, that's not for you to do. I'll do the judging, says God, I'll take care of it. Our scriptures tell us that if you see your enemy hungry, go buy that person lunch. If he's thirsty, get him a drink. Your generosity will surprise him with goodness. Don't let evil get the best of you, get the best of evil by doing good. What I took away from this past weekend, what I need to practice every day, and what I want to leave you with is this. Just be a good person. Be the best version of yourself that you can be. Do what you can, do the best that you can every day, because you just might see a tiny glimpse of him within you or within the words or actions of others.